Amy McCraw. Amy McCraw. AMYMCCRW. 414, 86. Chief complaint: cyst on the kidney. Number one, diabetes out of control. Next one was leg pain. Next one was palpitation. Next one was increased weight. Next one was I work too much and haven't been taking care of myself. Next number, history of back pain, neck pain. Next number is arm pain, leg pain. Next number, patient had an injury at work which caused her to get an MRI of her C-spine and L-spine, and that's what's caused them to see the incidental finding of 1.5 by 2.5 centimeter cyst on the right kidney, and she's here for evaluation period. New paragraph, 36-year-old woman, engaged, two kids, work at a rehab center for kids. She works 60 hours a week. She comes in today with an abnormality of her kidney. Patient is a diabetic, recently diagnosed, doesn't know her A1C, doesn't check her sugar, doesn't take her metformin on a regular basis, never takes her glipizide, period. Medication, as above. Medical problems, diabetes, social. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, lives at home, engaged, has two kids, last period. Now, surgery, C-section, appendectomy. Right, wrist surgery. Patient's family history, hypertension, grandma with cancer, aunt with ovarian cancer, breast cancer in the family, brain cancer, and some kind of kid cancer in the family. Patient has a PCP whom she doesn't really like very much, and but has seen in regular, has his regular basis, but has not been motivated enough to do anything about her diabetes. COVID immunizations up to date, 255 pounds, 98%, 97.4, 16, 81, 125 over 84. Heart puzzles, one puzzles, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixtures of leasing shows, nice lower extremity shows, trace edema. Assessment number one, diabetes out of control. Number two, not interested in getting her diabetes under control. Number three, had a long talk with Jesus, with patient about loss of limb, blindness, heart disease, kidney disease, and what can happen if she doesn't do the right thing regarding her blood sugar. Next number, she promises she'll do better. Next number, she does have a PCP who's going to check her A1C and let her know what her A1C is. Next number, at one time, she was interested in getting a continuous glucose monitor, but her PCP poo-pooed it. That's P-O-O-P-O-O-E-D, it. And since then, she didn't care about her blood sugar, she says. Next number, she does have a cyst in her kidney, which needs to be checked via ultrasound, especially via CT, especially since she does have blood in her urine, which could be because of cyst, could be because of multiple reasons, and also because she's just starting her period today. Next number, diabetic neuropathy. Next number is leg pain, most likely related to neuropathy. Next number is mild PVD noted. Next number is echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number is obesity, must lose weight. Next number is sleep apnea. She knows she has sleep apnea, doesn't want to do anything about it. Next number is neck pain, upper back pain related to MVA. Next number, recent MRI was not reviewed, only the fact that she does have issues with renal cysts. This is left with the patient's treating physician. Next number, she does definitely has a fatty liver. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, reevaluate 2 weeks. Next number, giving patients orders so she can call around and find the best deal for an ultrasound of her abdomen and pelvis to better evaluate the renal cyst. Thank you.